Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we count down, not by seconds or by minutes, but by days, to the beginning of a brand new year. And what do we do to make the year better than the year just passed? By the way, if there is someone who disagrees with the consensus, some bold soul out there who believes that 2023 was a great year for some reason, that something really wonderful happened. I know Taylor Swift. Now, she certainly had a very, very good year, and she's Time Magazine's Person of the Year, all of that. But other than Taylor Swift, I mean, even the World Series, which had two teams that nobody expected, the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, okay, even that World Series had record-breaking low ratings. You could say it's been a good year because the markets turned up this year, and we have a new data that shows that 58% of American households have some kind of investment in the American stock market. And look, the Dow Jones, up 111 points today. And Bloomberg is reporting the S&P 500 rally flashes signs of fatigue near record. But they're near a record. Now, that's good, I guess. Well, sure it is. I mean, anytime there's economic growth and there's confidence in people and investing in our future, that's positive. But there's a piece that I think is wrong, but I think it's very provocative. And it's by someone who we've had as a guest on the show, someone I've met on occasion, a Republican pollster and a moderator of the focus groups that have run as a series in the New York Times, Kristen Soltis Anderson. She has a piece in the Times today where she says Trump is running differently this time. And it seems awfully familiar, doesn't it? I mean, is this really a different campaign than Trump has done before? Well, before, of course, he participated in debates. But this time he concluded, and it looks like he's right about this in terms of his prospects, he concluded, nah, I'm going to skip the debates. But she is basically arguing that when he ran the first time, he was going to drain the swamp. He was going to be a president who came to Washington and shook things up. He was a, quote, chaos candidate. And she writes that during Donald Trump's whirlwind rise to the presidency, his opponents and critics frequently noted his penchant for havoc. Surely they'd have believed voters would not want to steer the country toward disorder and mayhem. But they did. And some people say they kind of got it. But now, she writes that if Mr. Trump ran before as the disruptor, don't count on him doing so a third time in 2024. Voters don't want chaos anymore. In my assessment of the dynamics of this election, what I see, writes Kristen Soltis Anderson, what I see and hear is an electorate that seems to be craving stability in the economy, in their finances, at the border, in their schools, and in the world. But to crave stability, that means you want to keep things the way they are. Where exactly are things deserving of stability that you would crave right now? In the economy? In your finances? At the border? In your schools and in the world? Any stability that you see there over the horizon? They want order, she writes. And they are open to people on the left and the right who are more likely to provide that, as we saw with the rejection of several chaos candidates in 2022. Even as steady-as-she-goes incumbents sailed to re-election. Yeah, but that was 2022, and things seem profoundly different right now. And people believe stuff that just isn't true. And if people really don't want a chaos candidate this time, then why is Trump aiming his campaign to be even more radical than it was the first time around? First time around, he didn't use the term vermin to describe the swamp creatures he was trying to get rid of. And he was all swamp creatures. Yeah, but that was sort of fanciful. That was not rats, and it did not have the Hitlerian overtones. Following the first Trump term, marked by tweets that threatened to set off geopolitical firestorms and global upheaval of the COVID-19 pandemic and rising domestic unrest around race, voters instead opted to send Mr. Biden to the White House with the ostensible mandate to unify the country and make politics boring again. That's true, but he didn't make politics boring. And right now, the politics has turned so sour that I think the idea that we want to put change aside is not a description of what the American people want. After Mr. Biden's election, the riots of January 6, 2021 cemented Mr. Trump as an agent of chaos, a routine that had run its course with voters. By mid-January, Mr. Trump's favorability had fallen to its lowest point since he was elected president in Gallup polling. Americans wanted pandemonium no more. Unfortunately for Mr. Biden and for America, stability and unity did not arrive in the wake of his election. Our chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan in late summer 2021 raised serious questions for many Americans about the competence of our country's leadership. I don't think it's a coincidence that August 15, 2021 was the last day of Mr. Biden's job approval sat at or above 50%. And that was the day that the Taliban took control of Kabul. And basically, what she writes is, today Americans are exhausted. Two-thirds of them told the Pew Research Center that's how they feel. Outpacing emotions like angry and certainty and certainly hopeful. Asked to describe politics today in their own words, messy and chaos sit alongside divisive and corrupt atop the list of replies. Do I think that what she's saying about Trump running as a candidate who's going to restore a sense of stability, that that's a good idea for Trump? Sure it is. I think that America does need a sense of stability, and people would probably respond to that kind of campaign. But he is not running that kind of campaign. It's temperamentally, it seems to me, unable to run that kind of campaign. Whatever advantage Mr. Biden held over Mr. Trump on the issue of who would be more likely to bring about order, stability, and calm, it has surely been erased at this point. Indeed, many voters are beginning to look back longingly at the Trump era, according to a recent Wall Street Journal poll. While voters say by a 20-point margin that Mr. Biden's policies have hurt them personally more than helped. So, where do we go? To dramatic and sweeping change, or another presidential candidate who will get elected by promising to calm things down? And could anyone believe that Donald Trump would be that candidate? We'll be right back on the MedMed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, we still have a holiday special going on because it's still holiday season, this little interregnum between Christmas and New Year's Day. The holiday special for us is 20% off for Substack subscriptions, either monthly subscriptions or annual prescriptions. The monthly subscription now with the discount. It's $4. $4 a month. And if you get an annual subscription, it's even less than that because you get the benefit of an annual subscription. You can subscribe today at michaelmedved.substack.com. And we have a new installment in my series about myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East conflict and its origins. And this tells actually an inspiring story that very few people know about, but that is dramatically relevant to what is going on in the Middle East today. It's a story about a group of desperate immigrants, hundreds of thousands of them, who managed to find security and stability and satisfaction. And where and how? Well, you have to read the article at Substack, because you don't usually hear about successful migrants, successful refugees, in the context of the Middle East. But this also will give you a real clue to the hidden truth about the regime, about the government, about the society that has been set up in the land of Israel. Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. That's michaelmedved.substack.com. And right now there's a piece, an editorial, lead editorial today, in the Wall Street Journal, under the headline, Biden Endangers U.S. Troops. Doesn't that sound about as horrible a charge as you can make against any American president, that he's endangering U.S. troops? What they write is Iranian proxies have attacked U.S. forces in the Middle East about 100 times since October. And on Monday, an explosive drone made it past U.S. defenses at a base in Iraq. Two Americans were wounded and a third is in critical condition. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a statement saying his prayers are with the wounded, which is nice. But Mr. Austin isn't a chaplain. The U.S. defense chief's job is to deter such attacks and defend his troops from being too easy targets for Shiite militias. The White House response was worse. The National Security Council's Adrian Watson issued a statement announcing the reprisal and insisted that the president places no higher priority than the protection of American personnel serving in harm's way. Iranian front groups have been trying to kill U.S. troops for months, yet Mr. Biden offered the military equivalent of a wrist slap after Americans suffered traumatic brain injuries in attacks this autumn. Americans who sign up to serve in uniform know the risks, but serving as drone catchers because Washington refuses to deter the enemy isn't supposed to be among the occupational hazards. And Mr. Biden's broken Stratocan strikes haven't deterred Iran's proxies in Iraq or anywhere else. This is the whole point that is very relevant to the ongoing fight in Gaza. The main fight in Gaza, the purpose of the Israeli war against Hamas is not vengeance. It's protection. It is security. It is to stop these attacks from being repeated, to establish deterrence, to make it clear that anyone meaning to murder Israelis, just as it should be anyone who's determined to murder Americans, should be afraid, should be deterred from further crimes, from further bloodshed. Lindsey Graham, who has served honorably in the Air Force of the United States, He had this to say on Fox and Friends about the Houthi attacks in the Middle East at the Red Sea. Listen, this is clip 8.
We are now at, what, 103 attacks on our troops in Iraq and Syria?
Yeah.
And then 21 international vessels have also been attacked by the Houthis in the Red Sea. How did we get to these numbers?
Weakness. We're fighting the Houthis. We beat the Germans and the Japanese. We should be able to beat the Houthis. Secretary Austin and the Biden administration is failing our troops in the field. I admire him. He's a patriot, but he's not doing a good job protecting the soldiers. I asked him a couple of months ago, Joey, what you were talking about. Is there a red line? Would you tell our enemies publicly that if you kill an American, we're coming after you? Without Iran, there are no Houthis. The Houthis are completely backed by Iran. I've been saying for 6 months now, hit Iran. They have oil fields out in the open. They have the Revolutionary Guard headquarters you can see from space. Blow it off the map. If you really want to protect American soldiers, make it real to the Ayatollah. You attack a soldier through a proxy, we're coming after you.
Okay, and does that mean coming after their nuclear option, which is under development? And there have been all kinds of discussions about that kind of raid. It's usually been thought that it would be Israel conducting that raid. Israel's a bit busy right now and fighting a war on seven fronts. But for Lindsey Graham, is he right about striking at the Iranians? I think that many Americans might come to think so, especially with these more serious injuries to our troops, to our countrymen, to us. And then he spoke, Lindsey Graham, with similar passion about other defenders of the United States, including people on the Border Patrol, and what they deserve in terms of national leadership that they're not getting. This is clip 7.
You guys were trying to get something done, and then you said, well, but it's Christmas, and you went home.
Well, they're trying to jam us. They wanted us to vote on a piece of crap bill right before Christmas. I said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to sit here and vote on a bill that won't do anything. Here's the dirty little secret. They could fix this tomorrow if they went back to Trump policies, but they won't do it. We're going to change the law to give them tools to deal with this. Will they use it? I don't think so. No matter what we do, no matter how we write the law, they want it this way. They're either the most incompetent people in the history of the world, or they want it this way. I think they want it this way. So I'm working with Senator Lankford, who's doing a great job, to change the asylum system, to put a limit on parole, the magnets that draw these
people. So policy changes, because money
policy,
is going to do
it. Policy changes, but you change the policy, you got to have the will, right?
Yeah, and Lindsey Graham has that will. The question is, the President of the United States? More coming up about who is the real chaos candidate this year.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia is a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas.
It's just overwhelming, and people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
Thousands of migrants from Central and South America enter the Mexican state of Chiapas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico. They're meeting with President López Obrador, the focal point of discussions, the unprecedented migration, and border security challenges. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show with the Wall Street Journal talking about Biden endangering U.S. troops by refusing to provide any kind of credible military deterrence for this. Now it's 103 attacks on U.S. troops since October. It's extraordinary. And then there is also the question of Biden's passivity on getting anything done to actually change policy at the border. This is one of those things where Americans are not unanimous about many things. But honest to goodness, I don't know anyone who doesn't believe that we need a much better policy to deal with some of the claimants of asylum and people who are right now marching in very substantial caravans on their way here to the United States. And I think they say there are 8,000 people who have come over Central America. So this is an ongoing crisis. Even the very liberal mayor of Chicago, the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, laments the migrant crisis in Chicago, in his city, which is not on the border anywhere. I mean, it's on Lake Michigan, but no, it's not a border city, and yet is being extremely hard-pressed with its very own migrant crisis. This is Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, clip 9.
Well, since taking office a little bit over 7 months ago, my administration has responded to this humanitarian mission with the full force of government. We have roughly 15,000 people living in shelters, temporary shelters here in Chicago, nearly 27 shelters total, 4,500 children in our Chicago public schools system, providing health care, also making sure that we are screening individuals as they come through the city of Chicago, providing, again, on-site vaccinations at all of our shelters. And this certainly has been a remarkable challenge that my administration has had to face, and quite frankly, a challenge that we are experiencing all over the country. But let me just say this and make this very clear. What I have said repeatedly is that we have to have coordination. Since taking office, we've had an uncoordinated approach, and what I've worked to do, instead of having chaos, is provide some structure and calm around the situation, and without significant federal support, this is not sustainable.
Okay, it's not sustainable, and partially you have to ask yourself, why is this immigration crisis afflicting the country right now? Why have the numbers gone up so dramatically? And it's not because the American economy is particularly booming with all kinds of job opportunities. I mean, compared to some of the world, we're doing fine economically. But basically, the message has been sent out to the world from the beginning of the Biden administration, frankly, that there was a new sheriff in town, and it was a sheriff with a different attitude toward illegal immigration. And again, the idea that even in cities that are sanctuary cities officially, like Chicago and like New York, there is a sense that people have reached their limit. Eric Adams is the moderate Democrat, who former police lieutenant, who was mayor of New York City. And Mayor Adams of New York had this to say, which echoes to some extent what Mayor Johnson of Chicago was talking about. Listen, clip five.
4,000 people came to our city last week. We have to food, house, clothe, educate. 4,000. A week before, I think it was 3,900. Almost 4,000 a week. 8,000 every 2 weeks. 16,000 a month. And so when I read, Dana, your piece in the Times, that you state that, you know, we did like 90% of the people we took care of. 99 we took care of. And that we would probably got people out of the system faster if we would have done A, B, C, and D. That's the federal government's job. The federal government said to New York City, we're not going to do our job, you do our job. You take care of 4,000 people a week, Eric, you and your team. And so when people look back at this crisis, everyone is looking at us and said, no one did it better than you, New York. We're almost a victim of our success. They're using our model as the model. And we had to learn it on the job. It was like there was no blueprint for this.
Okay, and there is no blueprint for it. Because none of this makes any sense. It is politically a disaster for the Biden administration. And this is why there was a column by Andrew Arthur in the New York Post that I think is silly. It's a little bit nutty, in fact. But the headline is, Biden is breaking the border on purpose. He wants mass amnesty. Okay. This flouts one of the very basic rules of politics, which is that and incumbents, particularly incumbents who are running for re-election, as Joe Biden at least ostensibly is, he has nothing to gain by breaking the border on purpose. And what Andrew Arthur writes about in the New York Post is basically how the Biden administration wants to create such a terrible crisis with everyone so concerned and so frustrated by what's going on at the border that they basically give up and allow him to proclaim a mass amnesty or even get congressional approval for a mass amnesty. That is not going to happen because that's not what the people of America want. And if it does happen, it's political suicide. And the idea that people are committing political suicide, this is one of those things. I got involved in a conversation with somebody that I greatly like and admire. And he's one of those people who is agonizing right now over what really happened on January 6th. And he seems to be giving more credit than I would to the idea that, oh, there was actually a setup. Somehow the government, the FBI, was eager to have January 6th become a complete disaster. And there were FBI undercover people who were fomenting the riots in the Capitol building. Okay, why? How does Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, how does the then at the time Attorney General, who was Bill Barr, with Trump was still president, what possible gain would they have from having these riots in the Capitol building? How could the bureaucrats actually want to foment a riot? It doesn't make any politician look good. It makes them all look terrible. And who gains from that? Well, you could say Vladimir Putin, sure. But people not within the United States. And that idea that we, all of us, want a safer country, a more functional country, a more sane country, don't we? Isn't that something we can acknowledge about our fellow countrymen? We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show. There's a feel-good movie out there, which we're also going to review and heartily recommend, coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Michael Medved Show, just a quick announcement of an opportunity that is coming along in a half hour from now. Well, actually, I lied. It's 45 minutes from now. 3:30 Pacific Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. What happens then? What happens is our monthly Joy of Marriage webinar that stars my wife, Dr. Diane Medved. And she will be talking about some of the stresses, I think, that are unique for families and marriages that have to do with the holiday season. It's completely free, no obligation. You should watch it. I will be. And it's coming up this afternoon, right after the show, at 3:30. Again, or 6:30, and you just go to Barry Shore. That's one name, Barry Shore, and then it's a / marriage. It's BarryShore.com. It's something that is an enjoyable exchange of ideas about some of those things that matter most in life. Coming up, one of the things that matters most in life, it seems to me, is the ability to change. And I think that many, many conservatives have begun to change, at least a little bit, the attitude toward John Fetterman. Now, John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, yes, he went through terrible illness and a stroke, and he is still not 100% better, but much better at actually making a lot more sense than a lot of his fellow Democrats. He is quickly becoming a voice of reason in the Democratic Party, particularly on this issue of immigration. And it's not something that he politically exploited to get himself elected. He was running as a very outspoken progressive, but all of a sudden he sounds more moderate. And he was interviewed on Fox News, and the new Democratic voice of reason that no one expected. Remember, he ran that very close race and won the race against Mehmet Oz. And again, Senator Fetterman had this to say on Fox News, clip 11.
If you look at the numbers, it's almost 270,000 encounters, and that's a lot. It's not xenophobic to have a conversation about border security.
It's not xenophobic to have a conversation about border security. Right now, that is the essence of common sense. And it's too bad that Ron DeSantis, who actually has been a very strong leader for the Republican Party in Florida. I mean, you can't take that away from him. Under DeSantis, the Republicans gained at every level in the state of Florida and have done extraordinarily well. But he's doing a podcast interview and now talking about trying to apply some of the same approaches he did in Florida to the country at large. And it doesn't sound particularly credible, partially because the electorate is very different in Florida, and we have a more varied and fragmented and segmented nation. But he does have this to say about radical change in reducing the size of government. This is clip 6.
Here's our picture. We've cut taxes every year, and yet we've run surpluses, and I've paid down 25% of our state's total debt. Our population in Florida is millions more than the state of New York now, and yet our budget is half the size of New York State's budget. We have the lowest per capita number of state employees in the country, and yet when people move from New York to Florida, what do they say? Oh, your services are so much better. Your roads are so much better. Your schools are better. So we're doing that at half the cost and with such a small bureaucratic footprint. So much in the federal government is not essential. You could cut the number of bureaucrats in half and you would not miss a beat in actually performing the functions that we would actually want government to do. So we want to reduce the size of the bureaucracy through attrition and layoffs and recategorizing employees under different schedules. We've got a lot of levers we're going to pull to do that. We also are going to fight Congress on spending money. I'll veto bills if they're spending too much. I do think you need Florida and Iowa and most states have a requirement for a balanced budget. I think the federal government needs that.
Okay, what we're talking about is extremely dramatic and needed change. And the proof that there is needed change in this direction is a news item. The great U.S. migration continues. And no, we're not talking about caravans coming from Central America. It turns out that in the most recent census data, 8 states saw population declines, with the biggest population declines in New York, California, and Illinois. Now let's see, what do those states have in common, those 3? Oh yeah, they're all totally liberal states, totally democratic. They can blame population flight. California lost the most residents to other states, 338,000, followed by New York, 216,000, Illinois, 84,000, New Jersey, 45,000, Massachusetts, 39,000, and Maryland, 30,000. Again, all among the most liberal states in the country. Wall Street Journal writes, you don't need artificial intelligence to spot what these states have in common. High taxes, burdensome business regulation, and inflated energy and housing prices. Most donor states also have higher than average unemployment as a result of businesses moving to expanding their workforces in other states. California and New Jersey have both had significant increases in unemployment over the last year. Now, why would that be at a time when unemployment in the rest of the country, particularly more conservative states, has been going down and down? And something that is going down very smoothly and effectively in the country at large is the new movie directed by George Clooney. He's not in the film. People who are dying to see George Clooney on screen, you're not going to see him. But you'll see some very significant artistry in recreating an amazing story in the great history of American sports. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
George Clooney is the director of a wonderfully likable new movie based on a best-selling book that tells the amazing true story of the University of Washington crew team that challenged Adolf Hitler himself in the 1936 Olympics. The title? The Boys in the Boat.
It's the most difficult team sport in the world.
That boat. The boys.
Ready? Roll! As one! Washington has done it!
There's plenty of uplift and excitement, and Joel Edgerton is fine as the long-suffering coach of these long-shot underdogs. The characterizations of the various boys and a love interest stunningly well played by newcomer Hadley Robinson are endearing but never particularly deep. The movie may have few surprises, but it's old-fashioned in the best possible sense. Rated PG-13 and the two-hour running time just flies by. 4 stars for The Boys in the Boat, one of the year's best. It is one of the year's best, and I say that because there are very few films where I can feel confident that sending you to see it, you'll appreciate the film. You'll come out feeling great. I mean, it takes your mind off some of the problems in our world and deals with people who are heroic. And very, very all-American. This is an old-fashioned movie and a feel-good movie, and I suspect it's going to do very, very well. The Boys in the Boat. Meanwhile, coming up on the MedVed Show, we'll take a deeper look at what is needed in terms of a Middle East strategy for the United States of America. And why it is that conspiracy theories are a real danger, particularly for the Republican Party. And how it is that right now there are leading liberals, very prominent liberal scholars, who are saying the idea of barring Trump from the ballot, wiping his name off the ballot, is a terrible idea and a very dangerous one that really could do harm to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.